July 30th, 1927, how life is in the incessant motion. How this motion produces the spring. The value of the interior acts. I was following the holy divine volition, but always with the hard nail of being without my highest good, Jesus. And I thought to myself, what good comes to me by following the acts of the supreme fiat when I am without the one who issued the whole creation with the supreme accent of his volition? To follow his will and not to see him, to see his works that speak of him and not to be clasped in his arms, is an indescribable pain, it is a wound that bleeds continuously. But while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, life is in the continuous motion. Everything that comes from God must possess a motion. So, there is not one thing created by us which does not move. Heavens and earth, sun and sea, they all move with such order and continuous velocity as to never stop. If they did stop, life would cease, and the good they do would also cease. At the most, they would remain like painted pictures, which are unable to do good to anyone. A good, an act, can only be called true good when it has its incessant motion. This is why our divine being is perfect in all our acts. Because it has its continuous motion, it never ceases to do and to give good. And if it did cease, which cannot be, the life of good would cease. Now, our will, life in perfect echo of our divine being, is incessant motion, and therefore it is perfect good, and a good which can give itself to all. When a good is incessant, all can take it, its continuous motion makes it possess the spring of inexhaustibility. Therefore, one who must live in my divine will must possess the echo of my will and, with incessant motion, follow its acts and the good that comes to you, which places you in the order of the divine motion, moves you with enchanting rapidity, and goes around together with all created things. Your acts are inexhaustible, and all can take the good of them, because they come from the spring of the eternal fiat. And do you think it is trivial to do a good that always springs? And this is the cause for which in creatures one cannot see true and perfect goods, because their virtues are interrupted, and as they lose the incessant motion of a virtue, the life of the good of it already ceases. They lose the taste, the pace, the strength, because they do not possess the incessant motion, and so the life of the virtue is not formed in them, nor that act which always springs, but rather, something superficial and passing. So, how can they give the good of those virtues to all, if they do not possess their life and spring themselves, which are such that, while they give to others, they are never exhausted and lose nothing? Does the sun perhaps lose anything by giving its light to all? Certainly not, because it possesses the spring of light and its motion of giving light is incessant. Therefore, my daughter, in my divine will your acts, your prayers, your asking for its kingdom, must have the incessant motion to be able to impetrate for all that the divine fiat be known and loved by all. Then, after this, I was following the most holy and adorable divine will in my interior, and my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, the interior acts of a soul who does the will of God are free from any evil and shadow of defect. God alone is witness of an interior act, and while no one points at her, no one looks at her, no one speaks of her, God, as witness of the work of the creature, there where no one is given to penetrate, in the interior of the creature, points at her, looks at her, and speaks to the whole of heaven, and many times also to the earth, of the great portents of the interior work of this creature. To be pointed at, to be looked at by God, to make him speak of a creature, is the greatest act and honor that she can receive, and cannot be excluded from the great works which God will accomplish through her. The interior acts are wounds, darts, arrows to the divine bosom. They are celestial messengers which are released from the creature and fly to her Creator, bringing the mark of glory, of love and of pleasing only the one who has created her. In fact, who sees, who listens to, who appreciates all the things you do in your interior? No one. I alone am witness of them, listen to them, appreciate them. This is why in our greatest works we choose souls who show nothing great and marvelous on the outside, but interior souls, who are unblemished either by human views, or by the clamorous noise, the glory, the self-esteem which the external works bring. In fact, in redemption we choose a simple virgin, without external splendors, but she had her interior speaking, and was able to say so much, one-on-one with her Creator, as to conquer him and obtain redemption. Now, we have done the same for the kingdom of the divine fiat, we have chosen another one, all interior, who will say much, and will pray God to concede the longed-for kingdom. The external acts, also good and holy, cannot please me like the interior acts, because the external ones are almost always impregnated with the air of self-glory, with human esteem, and sometimes also with blame. And a poor heart feels within itself the effects of the praises or of the blame, after it has made sacrifices, and what is human enters the field and invests the acts of the creature with its tenebrous air, and therefore they do reach me as pure as they should be. On the other hand, an interior act is neither blamed nor praised by anyone, and what is human has no way in. Since she does not feel watched by anyone, to the soul herself it seems that she does nothing great, and therefore her acts are all impregnated with celestial air. Therefore, be attentive, and let your interior always go around in my will.